Britain Becoming Like Sweden Amid Mass Migration, Warns Nigel Farage. By Kurt Sindelka on February 15, 2023. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has warned that Great Britain faces the prospect of suffering the same fate as Sweden if it continues down the path of allowing in unfettered waves of young male illegal migrants into the country. "Every day we become a little more like Sweden. Anyone that speaks out against this is denounced." Brexit's Nigel Farage warned this week following the arrest of four teenage asylum seekers from Afghanistan in connection to the alleged rape of a 15-year-old girl in Kent. The suspects, said to be aged between 13 and 16, have been accused of sexually assaulting the girl at the school in which they were placed after allegedly arriving in the country illegally by crossing the English Channel in small people smuggler-operated boats from the beaches of France. The arrests came just days after a protest outside a hotel housing asylum seekers in Knowsley, Merseyside, which turned violent following the publication on social media of a video purporting to show a male migrant attempting to make sexual advances upon another teenage girl. The protest, which was attended by locals, as well as far-left anti-fascist counter-protesters and far-right agitators, saw 15 people arrested during the protest as clashes with police, including the burning of a police van, broke out. The legacy media coverage of the protest, which was not in fact organized by the far-right group Patriotic Alternative, focused heavily on the alleged far-right involvement. Nigel Farage suggested that this was a ploy to try to shut down the debate surrounding the issue. "This is a wholesale, widespread attempt to suppress free speech and open debate in this country. It is an attempt to tell parents that they cannot stand up for the rights of their kids. They cannot be concerned about what's happening in their society. They should brush under the carpet the rape of a schoolgirl in Dover, where four young men who crossed the English Channel were arrested last week. We are not supposed to discuss any of this, we are supposed to say nothing. Well, I tell you what, even if nobody else will do it, I'm going to go on doing it, I'm going to go on raising my voice. Because I promise you, if you think this problem is bad now, it's going to get a lot worse. We must not allow these people to silence us," the Brexiteer proclaimed. There have been growing concerns over a potential rise in criminality in the UK, as well as the risks posed to national security by the growing migrant crisis, which saw a record 45,000 arrive last year and is expected to see a further 65,000 land this year. In October, the ISU union that represents Britain's border force warned that the continued waves of mostly young male illegal migrants represent a significant risk to the national security of the country as well as to the safety of British communities. "The issue has broadened from processing asylum seekers into a wider threat to our border security," the ISU said. "We are now seeing greater numbers of young fit male migrants, without clear prima facie asylum grounds, and on occasions not applying for asylum, and with suspected links to organized crime groups." The scale of the illegal migrant waves arriving in the country has seen the government opt to house the alleged asylum seekers in hotels up and down the nation. Last week, it was reported that the number of migrants housed in hotels soared from 2,577 in March of 2020 to 37,142 by September of 2022. The scheme has not only come at a heavy financial cost, with estimates putting it at as much as £7 million per day, but has also seen violent outbreaks, including in November when two boys were raped and sexually assaulted in separate instances in a single migrant housing hotel in East London. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.